Welcome to Radio Today Broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio, channel 869.
Want to know what to eat, where to go and who to know in Johannesburg and all around? Then join us on Soundbites every Saturday, brought to you by the Food Cops on Radio Today.
Good afternoon, South Africa, and welcome to Soundbites with myself, Edward Chamberlain-Bell, on Radio Today Johannesburg. Today we're discussing a whole slew of subjects that are all good for body, mind, and spirit. We're going to begin with chatting to Edith Fenton and Dania Ballard from the Wits Pediatric Fund in terms of what they are doing to help the children of Johannesburg. And I know that there are lots of children in crisis, not only all around the world, but also in South Africa. But let's do something. You know what they always say, charity begins at home. So let's do something for the children of Johannesburg. Edith, welcome to the show.
Lovely to be back.
Thanks
for having us.
I know this is the second time that we're having you on the show, and you're a welcome guest.
Thank you.
Hopefully we have a third one as well. Tell me, what is it that got you involved in terms, I know you do a lot of charity work and fundraising, but what is it that got you involved with this particular project?
Well, we got a call from Dania, who's with us here today. She's a professor for the Wits Pediatric Fund and the hospitals, etc., and said they needed to do a fundraiser. And we looked at different options with them, and we came up with this wonderful idea of having a real Bollywood evening. So it's going to be gorgeous and glamorous and colorful and beautiful and lots of fun, great entertainment, food, and all the other stuff that goes with it. And why not? Because it is, like you say, for the children. And we need to raise funding, you know, much-needed funding. It's really pressing.
Well, this sort of got me excited when you mentioned that Professor Dania was coming onto the show and that you're raising funds for the Wits Pediatric Fund. Very often you see these heartbreaking images, and sometimes it's uncomfortable for people to get involved in charities. I think even though people might have the best of intentions and want to offer assistance where they can, sometimes the images and the thoughts and the information is a little bit uncomfortable to take in and process. We tend to turn a blind eye. But what I always say, if you imagine the discomfort that you go through reading about it, you can't even imagine the discomfort that some of these children are going through. We're going to ask Professor Dania about that now. But now what I love is you're going to put the super exciting, glamorous spin on it, which actually makes it fun.
Yes.
When people want to get involved. And we know Edith Productions is all about expect the unexpected.
Exactly.
So what can we actually expect from your fundraising?
Well, if I tell you, it's not going to be unexpected. No, I'm teasing.
No, dazzle us a little bit.
It really is going to, I mean, the colors, the decor, the food, the entertainment. We've got a young woman who deals with all the wonderful festivals around Indian cultures. So she's coming in to do some amazing things. The gifts that guests are going to get, the surprises that they're going to get are just fantastic.
So there are goodie bags.
There's gift bags, there's gifts on arrival, there's all kinds of wonderful things. So, you know, for what tables are selling for, the fun that people are going to have, they're really getting their money's worth. And remember that it really does go to where it needs to go. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
And also it's for a good cause. It's not just a frivolous entertainment.
No.
You can have all this fun, but at the end of the day, our listeners know that their money is going where it's very much needed. And, I mean, there are so many charities in South Africa that really are facing need, and they're doing such incredible work. But I always think people can always, I don't want to say dig a little bit deeper, but people can always do more to help the communities around them. Actually, Professor Dania, I want to ask you, what exactly do you do with the funds from the Wits Pediatric Fund that you are heading?
Our fundraising has three focuses. So what we do is we try to help the mothers and children in the hospitals in ways that we can. So what we do is try to make the facilities for them more comfortable. Sometimes if equipment items are needed, we buy equipment items. And we also try to support our staff, because staff are the people that look after the babies, and we want to ensure that our children receive the best care possible. So we do quite a lot of staff training and also try to make the facilities for our young doctors and nurses nice. You may not be aware, but the young staff that stay, that do the groundwork, sometimes work shifts of 36 hours, so they actually have to live in the hospital. And sometimes the facilities that they are provided with are not very nice, so we try to make them better. We also send staff on training courses.
So it's basically uplifting the people as well as the people that look after them. I actually empathize with doctors. In fact, anybody in the medical profession, when you look at those, like you mentioned, 36, 48-hour shifts that they're working, I don't even know how that is humanly possible unless they're taking, I believe they do get some kind of stimulants that they can take, but I mean, that's a lot of coffee that you have to drink to be awake for 48 hours. And I think anybody who's been deprived of sleep for more than a day we'll have an idea of what some of these doctors are going through. But now I'd imagine South Africa is in a state of crisis, as is the rest of the world. So how much money do you actually need to raise to be able to sustain these projects?
I think that's a difficult question to answer because the need is, as you've said, endless. So it's kind of a question of how long is a piece of string. But what we try to do is we try to focus on individual projects in a year and try at least to get those done. Mm-hmm. So we try to focus our fundraising and so that people can also see where their money has gone to.
I think that's also very important that there's transparency because I know there are a lot of these fly-by-night charity organizations that aren't registered that collect funds and then you find out, I'm not going to quote sources, but then you actually find out 95% of the fundraising ended up going to the fundraisers or the whoever and didn't actually go to people where it was intended. So I think it's quite important that people do actually understand that all the money raised for the WITS Pediatric Fund is actually going towards servicing the people that actually really need it. And it's not just a vanity project for some people. I was looking at somebody, I'm not going to mention their name either because I might just get into trouble, but I was looking at an organization that I was very passionate about that works with animals. And then when I saw how they were spending the money, I thought, you know what, I'd rather just go and buy tins of dog food and cat food and give them the product that I feel that they need as opposed to being the person subsidizing their cars and their travel expenses and their holidays, whatever. Tell me, what are the most pressing things that you find in South Africa that we actually really are your pet? I suppose pet project is not the right word, but that you're most passionate about raising awareness for.
Well, I think it's important for some of our listeners to know that 80% of the children in this country actually get care in the government sector. So only 20% can afford to and have the choice to go to other care. So it's really important that the care that we provide our children in the government or public sector is excellent because these children cannot go elsewhere.
No.
And I think that's really at the heart of what we're trying to do is to ensure that we provide the best care possible.
I think it's such a sad indictment on this world. And I know even in America, they're complaining about health care. I remember Hillary Clinton almost killed Bill Clinton's career 20 years ago when she proposed public health care. And Nancy Obama is trying to push it through as well. But you think about it, you've got the police, the JMPD, you've got fire workers who provide services to the public, and yet the one thing that we don't get is actually really exceptional healthcare. And a lot of people, I mean, if you've got medical aid, you're in a position, and you're in the luxurious position where you can actually afford quality healthcare. But I always look at it like this, when you're considering that there are like 50 to 60 million people living in South Africa, nobody should quote me on that if they're writing exams, but if you look at the amount of people that are living in South Africa that don't have access to good quality healthcare, it's almost like a crime against humanity, because I always look at it like this. It's not a question of healthcare that you're providing to the individual, but healthcare also sustains their dignity. When you can't afford to see a doctor, and let's just say you've got the common cold, or if you've got a tooth that needs repairing or to be filled or something, or if you've got an abscess that needs to be removed, that actually impinges on your dignity, that if you don't have access to healthcare, it actually just pulls down your morale as a human being and as a person. And unfortunately, sometimes these things can be quite dehumanizing. So when I look at the work that you guys are doing, it's actually highly commendable. And I would definitely implore our listeners to actually come and support. And even if you don't attend the event, I'm sure you can actually make donations online.
We do have a Facebook page that you can like. It's facebook.com/WITS Pediatric Fund. And we have got a website where you can make donations online. So it's witspediatricfund.org.za.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to share those website details and details of the show on my Facebook page, edwardchamberlainbell.com, and also my website, soundbites.chamberlainbell.com. Now, coming on to the exciting and the glamorous things, Ms. Edith Venter, tell us more what people can expect and how they can actually buy tickets to attend your fundraiser. And I believe it is on the 2nd of November.
That's correct. It's Saturday evening, the 2nd of November. and it's being held at the Sandton Sun Hotel in the Marula Room. And interestingly enough, it's the very last event that's going to happen in that space because it's all being changed into shopping space after that. So we are having the very, very last event there. So I think that's even a milestone in itself. But, you know, I look at it this way too. A lot of people at this time of the year are looking to entertain guests for year end and for holidays and Christmas and all of those good things, as are corporates. So why not rather buy a table 2, 3, or 4, bring your guests along there, your staff along there, your friends along there, and celebrate your year end, whatever it is that you might be doing, and support an amazing cause at the same time, and have it all done for you. You don't have to go out, find a venue, find this, find that, and we've got it all laid on for you. So what easier way to do it? And really come and have fun and start that year-end party off in November.
I hate to say this, but that's almost like killing two birds with one stone, especially for corporates. You get to entertain your guests, your clients, and also your staff. It's for a really fantastic cause that is really well-deserving, especially when you consider the work that they're doing with underprivileged people, especially underprivileged children. But it's also going to be an event that people can talk about.
Absolutely, and it really is going to be glamorous. So I urge you, our telephone number.
Actually, I'll ask you a
question
quickly.
Yes, with absolute pleasure.
Do you understand what anything that is not glamorous?
Oh, yes, because I work with charity organizations. So I go to the coalface as well. And I see the children, and I see the aged, and I see the disabled, and I see the animals, and I see all of those sorts of things. Mm. And that's why I am driven to do what I do, because I just think we need to raise awareness, we need to raise funding, because it's really not coming from the sources where it should be coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So we all just have to put our little pennies worth in and do what we need to do. And so yes, it's that side of things, but we can turn it into a fabulous fun. Like you say, sometimes people are uncomfortable, they don't know how to go out and counsel a cancer patient or whatever. So this is the way to help. You can't go out and look after these children personally. We've got amazing people who are doing that. So let's help them, for heaven's sakes. So easy. Buy a table and come and have fun while you're doing it. You know, it's a no-brainer for me.
It's really a no-brainer for me as well.
Well, thank you very much for all those encouraging words. We really hope that the listeners do take you up on that.
Well, I think, sorry.
No. Well, I really do. I just want to say my telephone number at the office. So please contact me is 011-783-5887. My email address is edith@edithunlimited.co.za. Email me, phone me. I will send you all the information. We will make it so easy for you to contribute to this lovely evening.
As a matter of interest, how much are the tickets? How much are the tables?
It is the tables of 10. It's 10,000 rand a table, 1,000 rand a ticket. And you're getting a fabulous meal. You're getting sponsored wines. You're getting wonderful prizes. You're getting great entertainment. And it's going to really be colorful and very special.
Is everything being sponsored, by the way, at the venue, the food and the...
Not everything. You know, there always are certain costs that one has to cover, unfortunately. But you know what? Venues are very giving. People are very giving. I know the young woman who's doing all the entertainment has been amazing. Mm. I mean, we're getting that at such a good rate, a good value. And... it's going to be great. It really is.
Fantastic.
It's beautiful.
And to put it into perspective, I mean, if a person thinks that it's 1,000 rand a ticket, for an individual, if you consider going out to a fine dining restaurant, you're probably going to be spending about 500 rand plus extra for your booze. So to spend 1,000 rand for this fantastic event, its name association is for a really good cause, on top of all the goodies and the goodie bags that people are going to be getting, 1,000 rand is going to be paying for itself. And when you think what karma does with 1,000 rand, it's going to reward you 10,000 rand. And honestly, 1,000 rand, to have that on your conscience or have your conscience removed from karma, I think is definitely value for money.
Cool.
And when you look at companies, any company, I mean, please, any company, I'm sure, can afford a budget of 10,000 Rand. I'm definitely going to be getting some tickets for myself. And in fact, what I might even try and do is get a couple of companies that might even sponsor those tickets. As a matter of interest, I just want to ask you, Dania, if people aren't going to come, because I always believe people can always give something. It doesn't even have to be money or their attendance, but I mean, they could possibly give gifts, goods, services, their time. What other things can people assist you with?
What we've had people assist us with in the past is to give toys and clothing to the children in the wards. We have a kangaroo care, we have three kangaroo care units at each of the hospitals that we look after, which are Charlotte Macheke, Chris Hani Baragwanath, and Rahima Musa Mother and Child Hospital. And something that they've done quite successfully recently has been little hats for the babies. So we've had there's a beanie project where they knit little caps.
That's fantastic.
And the little babies are, the whole principle of kangaroo care is that the baby is, it's skin-to-skin contact with the mother. So the baby is naked, excepting wears a nappy and wears a little hat. So the beanie project have been donating us little hats for the past year, and it's really been very nice to go around and give them, and they've enjoyed giving them to the patients. The mother and, you know, the mothers enjoy receiving them, and that's just a small way of showing. I mean, I think it's a group of women who knit with scraps of wool, literally, and then come and give them.
Is that beanie project still going strong?
Yes.
Why don't you send me the details?
I will.
You can email it to me, info@edwardchamberlainbell.com, and I'll happily follow that up and share those details. Now, it's quite sad because a while ago there was actually nothing to watch on television. So I ended up watching one of these, I don't know what it was, Mother's Talk, Child Talk. Basically, it was a mid-morning television show where professionals were giving an expectant mother advice on what to expect in her various trimesters and her first week and blah, 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 blah. My partner looked at me like I was mad. I think he was more concerned where the show was going. So I said it was really fascinating. The one thing that not that we want to deviate, but the one advice that I got from this was they advised the woman, after you've had your baby, family is going to come and visit. You are not the one that should be entertaining them, cooking, cleaning, fetching, carrying, while the family looks after them. And obviously, everybody wants to hold the baby. She said, make it a rule that when your family comes, they bring their own snacks and entertainment, and they come and support you. They're not coming there for you to entertain them. And I thought, well, if ever I have kids, that is definitely on my to-do list. People bring, people entertain, I will hold. But the scary thing is, I was going through a clothing shop in Cape Town recently. I forget what the name was. And I, honest to God, I could not find anything, but I saw this, I don't know what it's called, a top for a baby. It's like half a booty or half a, oh, clearly I don't know much about babies. But I saw this thing for a four-month-old baby. It was so cute, I thought, oh, I have to have children just so I can buy it. And I told myself, you don't have to have children to buy it, just buy it.
Right.
And I thought, what would I do? Keep it as a memento. And I thought, actually, in retrospect, when I think about what I should have done is I should have bought it anywhere and donated it to a charity, because it really was, I know I like a lot of superficial things, but I just thought this was such a nice idea in retrospect. Buy the thing and donate it to charity, because honestly, and I think about it now, when you look at, I know it sounds like a cliche because everybody says it, but the children really are our future. And if you can't nourish them mentally, physically, and spiritually, then you're actually depriving the country. And these, unfortunately, I don't know if you watch Desperate Housewives, I watch repeats of them all the time. The one couple was forcing the kids to do manual labor in their restaurant, and the kids said, do you know what this means? And the one desperate housewife, Lynette, says, I know this means that when we're in our old age, you're going to put us in the cheapest frail care facility. You said, exactly. So, you have to look after children.
Absolutely.
Okay. Professor Dania Ballett, I want to thank you so much for joining us and telling us about the BITS Pediatric Fund and all the fantastic work that you're doing for people. I'm going to share all of your details, as promised, after the show has been broadcast on all of our Facebook pages, onto our LinkedIn platforms, Twitter, wherever. And then one last reminder from Edith. If people want to get tickets, how do they get hold of you?
On 011-783-5887 or email me at edith@edithunlimited.co.za.
And I always think Edith Venter, you truly are one of the most glamorous women in South Africa. But if Edith Venter can afford to get her hands dirty helping people in less than fortunate circumstances, then I think there's no reason why you, listening to us today, can't do the same. I am going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Here are some great summer savings on groceries. Get 6x1 litre assorted Pick and Pay long life milk in bottles for only 54 Rand. 1 kilogram assorted Pick and Pay low fat or fat free yogurt is 16 Rand. 1.5 litre assorted PNP 100% fruit juice blend is 17.99. You save 4 Rand. Cuddler's MIDI 52s, Maxi 50s, Maxi Plus 48s and Junior 44s are now only 94 Rand. You save 15 Rand. And 2.5 kilograms of Golden Cloud cake wheat flour is 16 Rand 99. And you can save even more if you visit the kiosk and print your Smart Shopper vouchers. Only at Pick and Pay, always there for you. Prices are valid the 17th to the 20th of October and prices apply to Gauteng stores.
Hello, I'm Neil Starr. Please tune in to That Gramophone Show on Sundays at 7 p.m. for some real music nostalgia, when I'll be taking you on a trip down memory lane with music sourced exclusively of 78-speed shellac records. My music will cover anything from 1910 to the late 1950s. Remember, it's That Gramophone Show on Sundays at 7 p.m. with me, your host, Neil Starr.
Do you want to keep up to date with what's happening with Radio Today, Johannesburg? Have you always felt the urge to write on someone's wall but never quite dared? Now you can, and more, on Facebook. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/radiotodayjhb or on Twitter at Radio Today. That's the sign at Radio numeral 2 Day. Also follow our blog at radiotodayjohannesburg.blogspot.com. Radio Today, radio that delivers.
Hello from Thubi Mboya. Stay with Radio Today, your station of choice. Radio Today, radio that delivers.
And welcome back to Soundbites with myself, Edward Chamberlain-Bell, on Radio Today, Johannesburg. And we're being joined by our wonderful co-host, Chris Evans-Smith from Rant and Rave.
Well, hello. It's lovely to be back with you, Ed.
When was the last time you were actually on the show?
Months ago, it seems.
I want to ask, are you still doing radio? So I haven't seen you for ages.
I know. Still on radio. Still on. Never get off it.
Just not on Soundbites, unfortunately. We're going to have to make a... We're going to have to diarize these things and tattoo them to your arm.
Absolutely.
You just missed out on the most interesting discussion with about the Wits Pediatric Fund with Edith Venter and Professor Dania Ballett. And the one thing that I actually find is there are so many people that don't have the circumstances or the advantages that we have, especially when it comes to healthcare.
Absolutely.
But now we're going to jump onto something far more interesting.
Absolutely. We're going to, beauty and aesthetics and things like that.
Beauty and the Beauty and the Beast expert coming up. Philip Woods, thank you for joining us on Soundbites. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Edward, and hello, Chris.
Hello, nice to be chatting to you.
I'm only joking when I say Beauty and the Beast wellness experts. Definitely beauty and wellness. Now, Philip, I believe this is the first time that you're doing this in Johannesburg, so I'm very intrigued to know, what is your motivation and what can we expect when we come?
Okay. Our motivation is that we run a professional beauty show, and we used to find that a lot of the general public would sneak in because they were very interested in professional beauty treatments, nail care, skin care, what have you. So we thought, why not launch a show where we bring the professional market to the consumer and welcome the consumer with open arms? So that was the motivation. We're very aware that lots of people are very interested in making the best of themselves, improving the way they look, the way they feel, and it just seemed to be an all-round fit to provide a show where we cover everything from skin care to fitness to weight, nutrition, you name it. We're basically having exhibitors there with such products.
Well, the one thing that I loved about the expo is that it's not just about superficial beauty and it's not just about women's cosmetics, but it's actually holistic beauty as well in terms of wellness and also a couple of the other disciplines that people can actually indulging. And also it's open, or it's not necessarily open, but it's applicable to men and women. So I thought I'd probably be one of those kind of people that would try and sneaking. So I'm glad that it's actually become open to the public, because now I can come legally and legitimately.
John, I went to an aesthetics conference a couple of years ago now in Cape Town, and it's fascinating the breadth of the health and beauty and aesthetics industry. And one of the two things that particularly fascinated me were the toxins and the fillers, which mm-hmm. are big at the moment. Are we going to have freebie samples shoved into our faces?
not quite freebie samples, but there will be live demos on the one stage where we've got things like the vampire facial
right.
being demonstrated, which obviously the Kardashian people are very
Tell fond. Us more about the vampire facial, because I've heard of it, but I didn't read. Not the one where they use bird droppings or leeches or something.
No, there are some weird ones, but this one is where they extract your own blood, and then they put in a centrifuge for a certain period of time. This separates out, I think it's the white platelets.
The platelets, they're doing.
And then they re-inject that into your face. And this then helps to grow your natural collagen and whatever it is, gives you better elasticity of the skin.
It is actually the collagen that boosts the skin volume. So, I mean, especially... You find as you get older, I believe, you lose facial density, like your cheekbones drop and your jawline drops. And what they do nowadays with fillers, they inject it into your cheeks and around your eyes and in your jawline.
That's
so
right.
It gives you almost like a curtain effect, lifting up a little bit. Okay, yes. So we've moved on in the world from
Absolutely,
Botox
from just
and
pure
fillers.
Old Botox, where you can't move your face at all.
Yes, yeah. But the show will also explain the differences between Botox and fillers and all these other things, such as the microneedling. And, you know, it all sounds quite gory, but it's not.
No, I find it fascinating.
Absolutely.
Well, I suppose if you like the vampire facial, you'd find the needling as well. But you know what I find is the big trend at the moment is... Previously or traditionally, we always had like a facelift, and you could have a half facelift or a full facelift or a mini facelift, whatever. But it's quite invasive, and I always tell people, when you have a facelift, it doesn't make you look younger. If you're 70 years old, it just makes you look like a 70-year-old person that has had a facelift. But the big trend, and this is why I'm so excited about the Beauty and Wellbeing Expo coming up now, is that there are so many excluding the one where they suck the blood out of your face and re-inject it, but generally they're non-invasive, so you don't get that artificial cling wrap look like I've just had a facelift. 9 times out of 10 people actually can't tell that you've had something done. Which, and I think maybe for women can get away with it, but I think definitely for men don't want to look like they're transitioning.
Absolutely, and one of the big things is with this is to make you look just fresher. It's not necessarily younger, but it's to make you look fresher and more alive and stuff like that. And that's definitely the trend with men.
I'd be happy to look younger. Younger.
I think that's the thing.
Younger and fresher. Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think everybody wants to look younger, and you know, it gives you more confidence if you feel good about yourself. So,
sure.
You know, some very positive things about that.
You turn heads faster.
Industry.
Well, yes. I remember when I was in my 20s, and I never noticed or appreciated it, but like, not that I noticed that I got a lot of tension, it's just now that I've hit my 40s, I noticed that I'm not getting any attention, and I thought, I really wasted those last 20 years of my life. I missed out on so many missed opportunities along those lines. But I also find it's like when you... younger, opportunities are available to you, and it opens doors and it gives you access. When you hit your 40s and your 50s, especially in the workplace, you have to work just a little bit harder. And I thought we were chatting about it the other day in terms of employment opportunities, and I was saying, when you hit your 40s and your 50s, you've got to be really talented and really at the head of your industry, because they will find somebody half your age with just as much, not necessarily experience, but better qualifications, who will do the job for half the money with a bigger smile.
Yeah.
So just because you've got 20 years work experience doesn't mean you're going to keep your job. It means there's a 20-year-old that can actually do your job a lot faster. So I find people often look at, especially men, and probably women also to a certain extent, pay a lot of attention to their appearance because it makes them look more professional.
Absolutely. But now let's just get back to the expo, because yes. Otherwise we're going on a ramble with
Why is nobody listening to me on this show? Nobody ever listens to me.
Okay. What's going to happen? What can the public expect to experience when they come into the show?
Right. Obviously, there are lots of exhibitors with special offers on professional products that you can't normally buy in the high street. There are free samples that they're giving away. Then we've got three stages, as I've mentioned, hair and beauty, medical aesthetics and spa, and fitness and nutrition.
Right.
And there are people that are giving information, their valuable knowledge that they've gained about, for instance, you know, how to, if you're a lady, you want a perfect nail polish, there you'll be able to hear how the professionals do it. Fitness, which is the best sort of fitness regime for what you're trying to achieve. If you're a guy and you're thinking, well, I need to tidy up the hair on my eyebrows, or I want my chest hair removed, there are people there that are going to advise you on the best way to achieve that. We've even got live demonstrations of guys having their chest hair removed, which would be quite amusing, I think. Any volunteers, guys?
No, obviously. I'll volunteer for the
vampire. I don't have any hair on my chest because hair doesn't grow on steel.
listen to that.
Coming back to the Wellness and Beauty Expo, Chris.
Yes.
Okay, tell me something else. When you look at everything that you have got planned, what are some of the highlights in your personal opinion that you think people should keep an eye open for?
I think it's things like the informative stage programs. You know, the vampire facial is something that you read about, but nobody really knows exactly what it is and what's going to be achieved. So we've got that taking place live, so we'll have interaction with the person that's actually experiencing it to see whether it actually hurts, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of this demystifying of industry. There's also things like we've got a charity raffle where you'll have the chance to win the biggest beauty hamper, certainly in South Africa, possibly the world.
And sign me up for that right now.
We've got a balloon drop happening midday on the Saturday where if you're one of the lucky ones that pops a balloon with a prize ticket in it, then you can win something like vouchers for a spa day, or lip gloss, or whatever it might be. Then we've got things like, as I say, that there's a lot of interaction with the exhibitors. So some of the exhibitors are doing treatments on their stands, so you have the opportunity of maybe experiencing for free a facial or a massage, and just seeing what it is that it's all about in the professional industry, as opposed to something that you might see on the high street.
Exactly. And what sort of product houses are you going to have exhibiting there?
We've got various companies, the well-known ones obviously like Dermalogica, New Mew, Environ. We've also got Nike, for instance, with the sportswear. And then we've got smaller companies, Mangalani Spa, for instance. They're there to show what people can experience at their spa. So it is a broad range of companies. Nutrition, obviously, as well. Solal are doing a lot on their nutrition products. So,
right.
We're trying to cover everything that you could possibly want. I mean, the strapline for the show is it's all about you. And we felt that encompassed everything that we're trying to achieve.
It was actually a stunning byline. I used to write fashion and grooming articles for Men's Health and for GQ magazine a while ago. And I've always told people, if people ask me for my advice, I always told them, okay, men don't like to talk about beauty, they talk about grooming. But I mean, if we're talking about beauty, I always said, you know, it begins on the inside, it begins with what you're eating. It begins with consistent application of not necessarily expensive products, but good products. But it also requires a fair amount of diligence. So a lot of times I think people look for shortcuts, or worse, complete neglect. I've actually asked a couple of people, like, what's your excuse? Neglect. This is something that people actually need to take responsibility of. And also looking good is a holistic thing. So so stunned that you're going to, it is actually a holistic experience in terms of looking and feeling better internally and externally. So I think it's going to be a stunning concept, and we'd encourage everybody from Johannesburg to go, not least of all for the freebies and certainly for that hamper.
I love the freebies. Sorry.
I'm a sucker for a freebie. You give me a freebie, I'm going to like it.
Absolutely.
If I don't like it, I give it away to somebody. But, I mean, I love testing and trying out.
And Christmas is coming up, so you can hand out the samples you get.
I do that. If it's an expensive product or a good product, I keep it for myself. If it's one of those cheap and nasty freebies, I throw it into a special hamper to give to somebody I really don't like.
That explains my last Christmas present from you then.
I didn't give you a Christmas present, which means that I neither like you nor dislike you. You have to work at going either way.
That's a challenge, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not that difficult to get me to like you. Just give me something expensive and I'm happy. I mean, it's really that. And include the receipt. I like receipts when people give me presents. Okay. Tell us a bit more details of people and get hold of you. You've got a stunning website, by the way, beautyandwellbeing.co.za. And what I'd recommend to anybody, just out of curiosity, go and look at the website, because when you mouse over the various pages, it forms like these ripple effects, almost like what it does in some smartphones. So when I was looking at your website, before reading anything, I think I spent a good hour of company time mousing over the things just to check the images rippling. The dates for the show, the 26th and the 27th of October. And how much are tickets? I believe you've got two different kinds of tickets.
We have a adult ticket of 95 rand. Then the family ticket is 220 rand. And then OAP students is 50 bucks. And anybody under 12, it's free.
Oh, and it's a premium ticket, isn't there? That gives you VIP access.
That's the special ticket for you, Edward, that we talked about earlier.
Okay, and I'd also like a red carpet and a limousine when you come and fetch me.
Obviously, yeah.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to share all the details for beautyandwellbeing.co.za on my Facebook page, Edward Chamberlain Bell. I'm also going to blog about it. Trust me, I'm such a... What's what I'm looking for? Grooming, not a grooming guru, at least I'm trying to get there. So I'm going there for business reasons to make contacts and blog about everything. But what I find is what most people get the greatest advantage out of going to the show is so many cosmetics and treatments are actually quite expensive. And very often people go out and buy the greatest, latest miracle cure that is on the market to tighten your skin or rejuvenate your eyes, whatever. So it does become an expensive undertaking. And the great thing about an expert like the Beauty and Wellbeing Expert, for the cost of 95 rand, you go and get professional advice. In the long run, it's actually going to save you money.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a fun day out.
It is a fun day out, but it's also for everybody. So teenagers, we've got things, talks on acne, that kind of thing. It's a big thing for a teenager. And obviously, as I mentioned, the guys don't get neglected either from the fitness and the hair removal.
And the back hair facials.
Yeah, exactly. So it is very much across the board. We found that there's a lot of interest from the younger generation as well. So.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think some people, it might not appeal to them, but I've been invited to cat and dog shows, car shows, motorbike shows, and I thought, why on earth would I want to go to, and also a beer festival, and it's like it just went right over my head, because I don't enjoy beer, so I said, I wish I had friends who drank beer, I could have sent them. But I heard about the Beauty and Wellness Expo, I think about 2-3 months, and I swear, I've been raving and ranting about it, you'd have sworn that it was Christmas coming, so I actually can't wait. So people have got, literally, up until the 26th and the 27th to actually get their tickets, and I strongly suggest that you diarize those dates and you make a point of actually going. And I believe, Philip, you have generously given us 40 tickets to give away to our listeners. That's 20
Indeed.
Double tickets.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing is one's already gone missing. Would you like a ticket, Chris?
Absolutely, I'll be there.
Well, seeing as Philip has been so generous to give me 40 tickets to the Beauty and Wellbeing Expo, I'm going to keep two for myself because I think I need all the help that I can get. Chris, you need all the help you can get, and you've probably got a friend or two you can take with you. But if any of our listeners, and I mean any of our listeners, the good, the bad, and the ugly, if you want to win tickets to the Beauty and Wellbeing Expo, you drop me a line. Actually, don't drop me a line. Email me, edward@chamberlainbell.com, or go and visit my website, soundbites.chamberlainbell.com, where you'll get all the details for the Beauty and Wellbeing Expo, and I'll give you further details how you can win tickets. To win tickets, go to my website, but to entertain yourself, go to the beautyandwellbeing.co.za website, because I promise you that website is a treat. Philip, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to meeting you on the day. I might have to come twice just to you. Actually,
no
I think
problem,
sometimes
yeah.
people do have to come twice to actually fully experience everything.
Absolutely.
So you'll probably be seeing me on the 26th and the 27th of October.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Fantastic. And we can take before and after pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you great. So much. It's
thank
been
you, Philip.
Fun.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
We think most Radio Today listeners would agree that saving has become a necessity. Now, save when buying top-quality meat. Save online at www.costilogics.com or simply phone 0861 336637. Save time and money when we deliver top-quality meat at great value with a 100% money-back guarantee to your front door. It's easy. Real savings. Guaranteed. No risk. Save now. Phone 0861 336637 or go to www.costilogics.com. That's C-O-S-T-I-L-O-G-I-X, costilogics.com.
If you want choice, meaning you can find spectacles you really like at the right price, come to Spectacle Warehouse at Hilfox Centre, Atterbury Value Mart and Centurion Lifestyle Centre. Park at our doorstep and step into the biggest selection of optical product under one roof, priced to suit every pocket, and we can make your spectacles the same day. Spectacle Warehouse, unlimited choice.
There is a code of practice that governs advertising in South Africa. A code upheld by the Advertising Standards Authority. So if you see or hear an advertisement you consider misleading or dishonest, don't just cover your eyes or block your ears or keep quiet about it.
Write to the ASA at PO Box 41555, Craig Hall, 2024, or fax to 011-781-1616 or visit www.asasa.org.za.
Hey, I'm Cedo, lead singer of Vonneboom. You're listening to Radio Today, 1485 AM.
And welcome back to Soundbites with myself, Edward Chamberlain-Bell, on Radio Today, Johannesburg, and also Chris Avon-Smith joining us.
So nice to be here.
Tell me something. I always thought your surname was Avant Smith, but it's actually Avant.
It's Avant, Avant, and Avant, depending on who's saying it, when, where, and how. So I just say, most of my staff call it Avant, because I want it, and I want it now.
I want it now.
Yes.
I want it all.
So that's it. So it's however you want. Avant okay. is good.
Now, strangely enough, before I got married, I was Edward Bell. And people used to call me Charles Bell, they'd call me Alexander Bell, Graham Bell, they'd call me Andrew Bell. What is the other one that they'd call me? People actually call me lots of things.
At least they called.
Well, sometimes they didn't call, they just called me things. So there's a subtle difference. And I always had to spell Bell. It's like, how difficult is it? It's B-E-L-L. So I said church bell, what? And I thought, don't you go to church? It's a church bell, Edward Bell. And somebody's explaining to me is... Bell is also an Afrikaans word, so that's why they didn't have it as B-E-L or double L.
Double L.
But when I got married and became Chamberlain Bell, because Chamberlain, I think, is such a strong English name, nobody ever forgets my name. They never ever confuse me for anything. It is always Edward Chamberlain Bell. So I thought, oh, well, that was one advantage of getting married.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I always had to go through the royal family names. And the amount of times I've heard people ask me, are you related to Alexander Graham? I sort of think there are Grahams in my family. Oh, God, yeah, actually just like pulling my leg again. So at least nobody jokes about it anymore.
Give the man a bell.
Okay, I get lots of that as well. I always say, give me a Jack Daniels America too, then I'm more than happy. Which do you prefer? What's your favorite whiskey?
I actually like Jameson's as my good drinking whiskey.
I don't know the difference between whiskey and bourbon and scotch, but I really enjoy Jack Daniels.
Bourbon is a sour mash, And whiskey is it's the distilling process, basically, as far as I know.
And they're basically made from the same ingredients.
Yeah, just it's the way it's distilled and all that sort of thing.
Just so. Different principles.
Mm. I had some Upper Hague the other day, or if I pronounced it correctly, and that was amazing.
Right.
Very peaty, so you could actually taste the peat through which it had been distilled.
I enjoy that peaty taste. Mm. I find, I don't know what I like about Jack Daniels, but it almost reminds me like of orange marmalade. It's got an orangey, citrusy undertone. And ironically enough, I don't like marmalade, least of all orange marmalade. So I just sort of amazed that the ones that I do enjoy about it is the ones that I don't enjoy. I think maybe what we should do, and we're not like hinting that if any whiskey companies want to come into our show and educate us, but if you want to, you're more than welcome to drop us a line.
Well, either that or we can go to an ANC bash because they love their whiskey, especially their Blue Label.
Actually, I wonder if Julius Malema is serving with his Freedom Fighter Party.
Oh, no, that's nothing because it's an economic party.
I don't know if he can afford it. I know
so it's macro house brand whiskey I think they're serving there.
Okay. No, I'm definitely going ANC. We should actually befriend all the political parties.
Absolutely.
And find out what their favorite poison is. Because this is what I often find, is when you're in media, there is no shortage of alcohol.
Yes.
I was joking with some friends of mine. I can't remember when was the last time I had to cook a meal or actually buy groceries or groceries that I had to throw away because I'd gone to so many media launches and had not necessarily eaten so much, but, you know, eaten so much indulgent food, drank so much liquor that I shouldn't have been allowed to drive. So I actually got friends to drive for me. But I thought, this has actually saved me so much money on my grocery bill and my liquor bill. But one thing that did annoy me is when we went to the Good Food and Wine Show, we did not get a goodie bag.
Yep, hate that. Hate it a lot because really, we're press. And, you know, we're the ones who talk about it and talk it up. And if you get something, a little goodie bag, it really does help. And there's nothing like opening a goodie bag. It's like a Christmas stocking on Christmas morning.
I know. I'm trying to think what are the worst things that I've ever had in a goodie bag. I think the worst goodie bag I ever got was samples of coffee and sugar and cream. And I thought, well, let me just give this to someone because I sure as hell don't need it.
Absolutely.
But I've had some fantastic goodie bags where they throw all kinds of wonderful treats in. But, you know, it's that anticipation, like you said, it's like Christmas and opening something. And I thought, why on earth would the Good Food and Wine Show want to go and create this? I mean, I don't know how many people went to Good Food and Wine Show, probably a couple of million people. So why is it that the small handful of press that did go there, admittedly, some of those press were kind of mediocre, so I wouldn't have given them a goodie bag myself. But I certainly think I deserved one.
I think so. Yeah. I agree.
Anyhow, all they got was a bag of rice and a sachet of coffee, so I thought, well, I could afford to go and buy my own bag of rice. but I mean, it's the principle that bugs me.
I like the vouchers. Often you get vouchers for great stuff in there.
I'm trying to think. I like getting cosmetic samples and I like getting food samples. Normally I tend to get lots of food samples and sometimes people send me T-shirts. But
yes, but it's always the wrong size.
It's always the wrong size and it's the kind of brand that I wouldn't want to wear anywhere. So I give them to the gardener or I throw them one of those. You know,
they're nice for gym a lot of the time.
No, these are not the kind of T-shirts that I'd want to wear in a gym or even sleeping for that matter. So I think maybe I've got to like sort of up my game and approach some really big, high-powered PR agencies. But I got a stunning skincare range from QMS. Oh, actually, ironically enough, I interviewed them, and by some strange quirk of fate, we were ended up going to the Saxons. I invited their spa manager, whose favorite product is QMS. So they actually sent me a little QMS range of skincare, which I was actually over the moon with.
Fantastic.
Too scared to use it. Too expensive for me to want to use it, but trust me, those fingers are working fast.
Well, one of my best I ever got was Dr. Robert Ray, you know,
the
plastic surgeon 90210 or whatever it is. And I got some of his range, and I mean, it really has been fantastic.
Was it good?
Loved it. Tingles like hell, so it's probably got everything that's wrong for you, but you look amazing, and that's all that counts.
Apparently, if your product tingles, it is bad for you. I interviewed Paula Baguna a while ago, who's got her own skincare range, and she said your skincare should feel as neutral and as natural
Absolutely.
As possible. If there's a tingle, it's not stimulating, it's irritating. So that's a word from the wise. We've had such an interesting show chatting about Edith Fainter's new charity project where she's helping the Wits Pediatric Fund raise funds, followed on by something completely self-indulgent where you get to go to the Beauty and Wellness Expo, which is also next week. But the one thing that we haven't discussed, and this is a subject that scares me more than life itself, and that is retirement. Do you have anything planned for your retirement? In terms of investments and savings?
Well, I have a few. You know, every time I see my broker, they always go, oh, you've definitely underinsured for your retirement. But I mean, you know, I've got that sort of thing. But I always think that one of the best investments you can make is actually in a retirement home. And sort of I'm getting to the age now where I'm allowed to start investing in it, which is quite interesting because in a year or so's time, I'll be of the age.
Of age.
Of age to invest in retirement villages and that sort of thing. So that's sort of my next big investment. I mean, I am going to do that.
Investing in a retirement home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have a B&B with a spa attached, but I think maybe now that I'm hitting my 40s, 50s, I should maybe create a retirement home. Because let's face it, nobody's getting any younger.
Exactly.
So you're at least guaranteed, in the way populations are growing at the moment, you're at least guaranteed of a future market that I want to go into. Have to find, and you know, kids always do. They always throw their parents into a retirement home, so you may as well plan that you get thrown into
exactly.
a good one.
I've got my great grandmother at the age of 83 decided she had to stop teaching eventually, and she duly did. And she was sitting on the bus coming home from work one day, and she heard some people saying, you know, they want to go on holiday, but they can't because they have their mother staying with them, and there wasn't room to take granny with them. And she was staying with my grandmother, her daughter. And that day she booked herself into the St. Anne's Retirement Home in Bedford View or Edenvale. And she literally lived there for something like 22 years. I mean, she was 102.
Oh, yeah, healthy old age.
Yeah, she did a good deed, you know, she did it well and was perfectly happy and loved it.
Well, that.
Yeah, no, she had a wonderful time. She really enjoyed it. So, but that was an old age home. Retirement villages, there's so many new different ways of doing it and more genteel ways of doing it.
I was going to say, how do you say it? They're becoming funkier.
Yeah.
I think as older people get younger, we suddenly realize that a retirement home doesn't have to smell like old pee.
Yes, exactly, and boiled cabbage.
Yeah. Oh. You can actually have a spa. You can have a jacuzzi, a little hydrotherapy session
exactly.
going in the background. It might take you longer to walk there, but I mean, eventually when you get there, it's worth your while. But this is what scares me about getting old, is when you read these horror stories about people that haven't planned for their retirement.
Yeah.
And I never thought this was humanly possible, but I mean, apparently a lot of pensioners are actually eating tinned pet food, cat
yes.
food and dog food. And trust me, even when I look at the cat food and the dog food that we give them, there's no way, as I'd sooner starve. But I suppose circumstances
dictate, yeah.
Exactly. And it's just one of those things, we think we'll never get older. But unfortunately, nobody's going to look after you when you hit your old age. You're lucky if you've treated your kids well. You're lucky if they return the favor. But 9 times out of 10, I don't think kids do. So what I think is very exciting for people in Johannesburg, well, hardly exciting if you don't enjoy the topic. But if you haven't thought or you haven't planned for your retirement, there's a retirement expo at the Coca-Cola Dome next week. It is on the Friday, the Saturday, and possibly even the Sunday. It is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3 days of the Retirement Expo at the Coca-Cola Dome. And what I find so interesting about this is they're not just discussing, they're not going to be peddling sales packages where you're going to start investing, but basically discussing all the options that are available to you.
Nice.
And when I was chatting to one of their PR ladies, a stunning lady, Stephanie Conradi, she was actually mentioning to me retirement is a reward. It's a bonus. It's a 13th check because it's something that you have to work for your golden years. And I thought, it actually sums it up perfectly. If you're having a good lifestyle today, how are you going to afford that lifestyle
exactly.
when you no longer have a job?
Well, I mean, we all sort of think we're invincible and we'll be able to work, you know, sort of into our retirement and then retire wonderfully and travel the world. Well, it's not like that. You've got to really plan, and it's hard to do that.
When did you start planning for your retirement?
I started quite late. I'm in my late 40s now, and I only started in my
really?
mid-30s. So, yeah. So it is quite late.
I've started incremental, like stopped and started. I started in my 20s and I spent it. Started again in my 30s and I spent it. And now I've got to start again in my 40s, and I'll probably spend it before I hit 50. But It's beginning to dawn on me that unless I start doing, because when I added up my expenses and just like daily living expenses, not entertainment and things that you want, and just say, for example, you spend 1,000 rand a month on groceries. If you don't have a job, how on earth are you going to afford 1,000 rands worth of groceries exactly. in 10 years' time? And with inflation, that 1,000 rand is not going to buy you a loaf of bread.
It's going to be 10,000 rand.
Exactly. So. And also the big thing that I find as well is there's so many things that we've actually learned to live with as necessities. You look at cell phones. We never had cell phones 10 years ago. And I'm not the average cell phone bill is, but I mean, say 300 to 500 rand, if not 1,000 rand, whatever. But just say those entry-level things.
Or you want DSTV, or you would, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Something.
And, I mean, those things all cost.
Exactly.
And pure transport. I mean, if you have to play these damn e-tolls and stuff like that. You know, it's
one e-tolls should be illegal, I'm sorry.
Yes, well, civil unrest, here we come.
Civil unrest. Coming back to my point, I've always thought I can't save, but before I had a cell phone, I never had 300 Rand. And yet when yes. I needed a cell phone, suddenly I found 300 Rand. And when you think about however much you spend on food, alcohol, and entertainment, you think to yourself, I enjoy going out to restaurants and I enjoy going out to movies, but I tell myself I can't save. But I don't have to go out to restaurants and movies all the time.
Exactly.
There's always an opportunity where one can actually find, and I'm not talking about saving some diddly amount of like 50 rand a month. You really need to look at what
you
your expenses
have a block.
Are.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you have to do something substantial. Mm. And it doesn't really matter how much you're earning today. You need to protect your retirement when you get older, that you can support yourself.
Absolutely. Mm. 100%.
Okay.
Oh, now I think I better go to that retirement expo thing.
Actually, I'm definitely going, and I suggest anybody, whether you want to go or not, should actually go to the retirement expo. And if people are interested, believe it or not, we have also got tickets to retirement expo, which if you go to my blog, soundbites.chamberlainbell.com, I will happily, well, actually, I'm not giving them to you. It is coming from the kind organizers of the retirement expo at the Coca-Cola Dome. So hit my blog, soundbites.chamberlainbell.com, and you can be one of the lucky people to win some tickets. Whether you like to go or not, it is still good for you. Bad medicine never tastes good.
I'm revving up my walker, and I'm on my way.
I think you need to gild that walker. So this is what I'm going to do next weekend. First of all, I'm going to go to the Beauty and Wellness Festival so I look gorgeous. And then I'm going to go to Retirement Festival so I can plan to look gorgeous forever. And I think on that note, I'm going to say goodbye. Chris.
Fantastic. It's been lovely chatting to you again. I've enjoyed it wonderfully. And we will do it again soon, I
know. I enjoy talking to myself. And I enjoy talking to our listeners. However you spend your weekend, this weekend, next weekend, I hope you're surrounded by people that you love and people that love you back. Have a great one and join us in Soundbites next week on Radio Today Johannesburg.
Bye.
Here we are, 7 days and 7 nights of empty tries. This ritual's habitual, but it's never gonna work this time. We're to the point of no return, and along the way, the only thing we've learned is how to hurt each other. I'm looking back and wondering why it took so long to realize that nothing's changed and never will. All these years of standing still, and still we stay in all this pain, and nothing's gonna make it go away. Yeah. I don't wanna wait another minute, put me out of my misery. I can read your mind, baby, you're not in it, and we're not what we used to be. No, you something that I already know, I know, I know, I know. Something that I already know, I know, I know, I know. So save your voice, don't waste your breath. Can't you see we're at the end? And this goodbye feels permanent. So wish me well, try to forget. All the fights and all the ways we almost made it, but never did. And it's finally come to this. I don't wanna wait another minute. Put me out of my misery. I
Want to know what to eat, where to go, and who to know in Johannesburg and all around? Then join us on Soundbites every Saturday, brought to you by the Food Cops on Radio Today.